News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A Sip of Irish is the new documentary aiming to prove that there is more to Irish food and drink than Guinness and stew. And Carlo filmmaker Frank Mannion, director behind A Sip of Irish, joins us now. Good morning to you, Frank. Tell us first of all why you wanted to do this and make this documentary and what you're trying to or hoping to achieve with it.
Well, good morning, Ciara. Well, first of all, I really like the idea of the sound of the coat that Pat Kenny's friend invented that,
yeah,
that
me
fits
too.
Clothes and various duty-free bottles. And really, that's how it started. You know, we're all so used to going through duty-free at Dublin or Cork Airport or any international airport around the world and being amazed at the variety of Irish products on sale. You know, not just Tato and, you know, Jameson and Bushmills, but just, you know, the smaller, you know, family-owned brands as well. And it's something that we should all be proud of. So this film is really an origin story, looking at the origins of those brands and trying to find surprises and doing it in an entertaining way.
And you did find some surprises, didn't you?
Well, I did. I mean, you know, Jameson Irish Whiskey is exactly that, Jameson Irish Whiskey. But, you know, John Jameson, the founder, you know, was actually Scottish, a Scottish lawyer from Alloa. So, you know, who emigrated to Dublin and set up the distillery in 1805. It's 250 years old. Bailey's Irish Cream, of course, the milk is Irish. We interviewed Joe Hayden, who's the farmer at Bailey's Farm in Tinnahealy, County Wicklow, an amazing place. He has what he calls 230 ladies, the Bailey's ladies, you know, who produce the cream in Bailey's Irish Cream. But Bailey's Irish Cream was not invented by an Irishman. It was invented by a South African as part of a pitch in London. It was overseen by a load of Brits who devised a clever drink that would, that would reduce Ireland's major dairy overproduction back in the early 70s. So there's nothing Irish about the inventors of Bailey Irish Cream, but, you know, that doesn't make it any less enjoyable, especially as 2 billion bottles of it have been sold around the world.
Tell us, Frank, as well about the wine geese. We've heard of the wild geese. Tell us about the wine geese.
Well, the wine geese were an incredible dynamic set of Irish emigrants who left predominantly in the 17th and 18th century, and they set sail to Bordeaux because that was the sort of main shipping route at the time from Ireland, and they put their agricultural knowledge into viticulture, or they married into other wineries. So Lynch Bage, Lynch was a man from Galway. Phelan Segur, Phelan was Brendan Phelan from Tipperary. Leovold Barton, the Bartons were from Kildare. In fact, the Bartons' family home was Straffan House, which is now the K Club. You know, so there's amazing Irish connections. Hennessy Cognac, Richard Hennessy was from Kildare.
A lot of people would wonder why a famous French cognac is called Hennessy. And that is to do with Irish emigration at the time.
Well, Richard Hennessy was a soldier and he fought for the French King Louis XVI against the English. And he defeated the English, not single-handedly, of course, but he defeated them at the Battle of Fontenoy, was injured and retired to Bordeaux. And then, you know, got involved in the cognac business, which is a neighboring town, and made it a huge success. You know, it is the drink of choice of the National Basketball Association. So LeBron James is the brand ambassador. He was pictured at Richard Hennessy's house last year. And actually, LeBron James is very proud of that because he started his career playing for a basketball team called the Fighting Irish.
Okay, a lot to it. We are known. Is there any way out of us being known for our drink and for alcohol and that stereotype about the Irish, Frank?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because we have actually been drinking considerably less as a nation over the last 2 decades. Whereas our drinks exports, you know, have been increasing. So last year, Our drinks exports hit €1 billion for the first time. So in some ways, we look at our stereotype and, you know, why are we known as big drinkers and, you know, the fighting Irish? Well, it potentially is because there are more Irish pubs abroad than at home now. There are 7,000 Irish pubs abroad. And the fact that we're exporting so much of our stuff that, you know, maybe that's part of the reputation that we've been giving ourselves.
Yeah, and maybe that's okay when you say it contributes so many billions or whatever to us. But look, I know A Sip of the Irish is on digital platforms from today. And thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Carlo filmmaker there, Frank Mannion, the director behind A Sip of the Irish. I always think it's very interesting that Hennessy is one of the biggest brandies in the world. And it's French, obviously. It's cognac, but it's Hennessy.
And now we know why.
And now we do.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.